We are learning Maseches Babas with Daf Kuf Mem Omed Beis. We are starting from the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Mem Omed Beis. Zok the Mishnah. Hiniach Bonim uBonois v'Tumtum. We just spoke on last Mishnah that we have Bonim and Bonois. The halacha is when it's the Chosim Merubim, the Bonim get the Yerusha. The Bonois have a Schus Mezoinus from the Yerusha. When it's Mu'atim, so then the Bonois get everything in escrow, and the Bonim get whatever's left. It could be nothing left. That's the Bonim get. Here you have a tumtum, which is a suffix zach or suffix nekeva. So what's the status of this tumtum? So niach bonim ubonis v'tumtum, bezman shenachos merubim, which means that the bonim, the sons, get the Yerusha and the nekevas collect mezainis. So the halacha is that zcharim doichem oitzetz nekevas. Zcharim say, here's a guy, you're a tumtum, you're not getting Yerusha, go to the nekevas. That sounds like he gets at least like the nekevas, he gets mezainis. That's what it sounds like from the Mishnah. Doichem oitzetz nekevas. We'll see in the Gemara about that. Nechasim Mu'atim, if it's Nechasim Mu'atim, the Kavis say, you're not getting the escrow here. Doichu Zayt Zayt Zcharim, go collect like the Zcharim, because since it's a suffix, each group can push them to the other group.
This means in this line now, yeah. Not enough to divide
it
three, whatever.
There could be, no, you don't count them in at all. You don't count them at all. He's not part of the Mizrahi, he's not part of the escrow. So if it's not enough, he doesn't get anything. And if it's enough, maybe he gets just as much as a scharim. Let's say there's the $50 left, he splits the scharim. No, because they might their mezainis. Let's say there's only $500. Let's say that's all this all is. The chasam artem, it goes escrow only to the bonos.
Let's say there'll be enough for him also.
No, because the bottom get they don't. It's a chaytav. They're not part of the Kavis. Yeah, you're right. It's like he's not part of that group. He doesn't get that amount. He goes into the Scharim. And then Nafkamina is that. There's nothing left that the Scharim have to collect. They don't. They get whatever they get. Now, new part of the Mishnah. Now, Omar, let's say a guy says, Im Talit Ishti Zachar, Yitil Mana. His wife is Mu'beres. He says, if the Uber is a Zachar, I'm giving it $100, Mana. And we'll see in the Gemara how is it possible to mezaka something to a Uber. We'll see in the Gemara about that. So he says, "In tel ishti zachar yitel mana." So yodah zachar yitel mana. If a boy is born, he takes 100. Let's say he says that if a wife has an akeva masayim, getting 200. So yodah the akeva tells masayim if an akeva is born, the akeva takes 200. If he speaks out, "Im zachar mana im akeva masayim." So the Rashbam says, it doesn't mean twins. It means if he says both tonight, he says, if it's a Zacha, I'm giving 100. If it's an Akeva, I'm giving 200. The Rashbam actually speaks out as Daik from Gemara later on, if they Taka have twins, in either case, you get nothing. He never had a Havim, it was twins. So he says, if it's a Zacha, I'm giving 100. If it's an Akeva, Masayim, the Lacha is, V'yoda Zacha v'Nakeva, or an Akeva, Zacha no'etamana, Nakeva tells Masayim. And the Rashbam learns, V'yoda Zacha means or an Akeva. So if it's a Zacha, it takes 100. If it's an Akeva, it takes 200. Yoldo tumtum, if a tumtum is born, ain't a neutel, he takes nothing, because that's not a zachor nekeva. And this part of the Mishnah's mashma, that a tumtum is not a suffix zachor nekeva, because if it's a suffix zachor nekeva, at least take 100. Kumarasa gets 100. But here it's mashma, a tumtum is a barrier of me'atzmai, and therefore he gets nothing. Yoldo tumtum, ain't a neutel. Im Omar, komash tailed ishti, says, whatever my wife, whatever she was birthed through, is getting 100, I raise it, then you take it, because my said something was born as a tumtum. In a case where the father died and there was no other Yerush charge for the Tumtum gets the Yerusha. The Rashbam speaks out why. He says, either Pshat is, could go now, this part of Mishnah holds, it's a new barrier, so it's not a son or a daughter. So he says, either Pshat is, because it says, Ben Engloy, Ayin Alav, and this is considered like, it's not Ayin Alav, there's something here. Or because he's the Karev, a Karev Alam Mishmach, the Yerush, so he's the closest Karev, and that's why he gets it, the Tumtum gets it. So basically, the outline of our Mishnah is, the first part of our Mishnah says that the Tumtum, the Zachar sends them to the Kavis, the Zacharim, and if it's Nechasim Watim, the Kavis sends them to the Zacharim. And that part of Mishnah sounds a little bit that it's a suffix, it's not Mamash Beriah from the Atzma. The end of the Mishnah said that if someone says, if I have a Zachar, it's 100, if I have a Kavis, it's 200. And it says, if Tumtum gets nothing, because it's neither a Zachar and a Kavis, it sounds like it's not a suffix, it sounds like a new Beriah from the Atzma. And then it says that if the father dies, avada, this son is Yairish, this tumtum, we call him, this child is Yairish, because either because he's a karev, or because he is, not, it says, ben engloy, iron love, it's not iron love of it.
What's the difference between the in the first case and the second case?
There's no difference. The case of Taylor is no different. If it says one case, he only says one tanai. In Taylor Yishnu, Zachar, it has a mana. Let's say she has a keva, she gets nothing. She gets nothing. That was the first case. The second case was, he said, if I pick up both tzadim, my wife has a son, it's 100. It was her daughter. No, Chiddush, the Rishpam says that the Chiddush is that if it wasn't a farish, only one of them, then you don't get nothing. That's the Chiddush. Which you just said. That's the Chiddush, is that if you didn't say it the other way, it gets nothing. Don't say the Nekeva gets 200, because that's what you said a different time. It doesn't work like that. You know? If you didn't say, you didn't speak out both ways, then you don't get anything. Zokta Gemara Vaita. The Gemara makes a ziyik, the steer of Reisha to the Sefer. It says in the Reisha, Doichin Oysa, Doichin Oysoi, Veshokal Kabats. It sounds like, it says, if you niach bon and bonus of Tumtim, his man should have asked him, and says, well, it's Charm, Doichin Oysa, it's the Kabas. It sounds like, but he gets the Mazonis like the Nakabas. Doichin Oysa, Veshokal Kabats. So it's mashma, it's not a barrier for answer, it's a suffix. So if it's a lot of Nakasim, I say, you know what? All you have is as much as a Nakabas. So you see, tumtum is a new barrier. So it's a stira from the ratio of the safe of the Mishnah. On my baya, the ratio means doichin oisoi ve'inloi. You push him to the kevas, but he doesn't get either there either, because they push him back. That's what it means. Doichin oisoi ve'inloi means you push it there ve'inloi. But Rava, my doichin oisoi ve'yeshloi. By the way, we have a lot of places of baya with Rava. You'll see all over Shas. Abaya always teaches not literally, and he's fine with that. Rava always has teached literally, and he tries to find a way to answer it. So really, doichinoy sounds like he's sent to the kevus, but Abaya says no. Doichinoy is a veinloy. You push to the kevus, and the kevus push him back. But Rava, no. Doichinoy is a veyeshloy. Abaya gets like in the kevus because the ratio of the Mishnah holds the suffix. The safe as a new man the yomer. It's like the ratio of Tanakama was safe for someone else. Was safe for also from Shimon and Gamil. The Tanan went to the Mishnah. Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that a tumtum is a barrier for the atzma. The Tanan, yoldo tumtum va'adroigenes. If there was a person said on the Bechar, he didn't want it to be a Bechar, so he said the behemoth to be born should be a oila or a shlomim. So the halacha is if it's a zachar, it could be a oila. If it's a dekev, it could be a shlomim. And this way, he's mafkia from Bechar. So the halacha is, there's no kedushas bechar, no oila, no shlomim. He managed to win the lottery. This baby is nothing. It's not a bechar, it's nothing. Ain kedusha chalem. Why? Because Shimon holds that the tumtum is a ksidah berif from the atzma. So that's what we're saying. The safe for the Mishnah is arguing the ratio of the Mishnah. It's going according to Rav Shimon ben Gamil. We learn in a braisa, it says like this. Tumtum yoyrish keben. He gets Yerusha like a ben, v'nizon kabas, and he gets Mazonis like a bas. So how do you teach this? So Bishlam al-Rava, it means like this. Yerush kaben ben achasim mu'atim. If it's achasim mu'atim, so then he's considered like a ben. He gets Yerusha like a ben. Which means he gets whatever's left. He's like a ben. He loses that. V'nizon kabas doesn't mean achasim merubim. When it's achasim merubim, he also loses that. Because if he would be a ben, he would be getting the whole Yerusha. He only gets Mazonis. So that's how Rava teaches. His mom is a beautiful brisa, exactly like Rava holds. Ella Abai on top, huh? Yeshla, right? So here Yeshla. It says Yerush keben miyuchas ma'atim. So he gets like the ben, because the cave is pushing to the ben side. So you get whatever they have left. And if there's an chasim merubim, so it means the zucharim push him to the bas, and he gets mezainus. Ella Abai, but according to Abai, man nizan kebas. Abaya says, "Ein oitel klum." Right? Loim abanim loim abanis. What is nizin kabas? He does not get mazonis kabas. He gets nothing. What is the nizin kabas? So the Gemara says, "V'letameich l'rava ma yerush keben." What does yerush keben mean? Ella must be real yerush veiloi. Now, what's the Gemara's kasha? Sounds like Gemara's kasha is l'tameich k'rava ma yerush keben. He doesn't get yerusha like a ben. There is no yerusha here, right? We're talking about this chasmatim. We said Pshat, it means Yerush Keben, means whatever's left he gets in it. So the Tosfos has the kasha. You look at Tosfos, L'tameich, it's on the bottom of Kufan Alf and Alf. This is Amud, on the bottom. It's the second Tosfos, but it's on the bottom. It says, Teva, my kusha, Hila Rava. Lame, Yerush Keben, I'm not sure Yosa, I'm not an Abana, I'm not sure if Agru, whatever's left. Vaisa, I'm not sure, Yilam Tumtuk, on the bottom. Gedom Leel, Bishop of the Rava, Yerush Keben, and Chasim Atem. So Tosfos answers, Vishleimar, the list of the Yerush Keben, Mashma, the Yerush Gomuhu. Keben b'shar nechasim filo yishasham harbe, but that's not true. So it says, even Rava, the Yerush Kaben is not exactly true. El Royu Liyarish Veinlai. The Nekeva said, you go there, you should get that. But nice, he doesn't get a deal because they push him back. Hachinami Royu Liza Veinlai. What it means is, Yerush Kaben, but then the Ben says, no, go to the Kevas. Nizan Kabas, but Bas says, no, go back to the Ben. So that's how you can touch the Brisa according to Abaya. Betzem, Tosis is bothered, this whole cash on Abaya from his Brisa is Shver. What did Abaya do? All Abaya said was, the Mishnah says Ve'engloi. The Mishnah is all the Kuliyam, it's all Mishnah there. Does he hold, there's no Brisa holds Yeshloi? There could be someone in the world that holds Safik of things. What's the cash on the Brisa? That going down on the Yama. Tosis is bothered, the Langa Tosis, long has witness to try to answer this cash, but it's a stomach cash, but that's more comes out. So the bottom line is, we have Tumtum is a chlekes if it's a suffik zachar in the cave, and afkamina is that he gets the best of both. He gets the worst of both worlds. He gets something, or it's a berif v'matzma and he gets nothing. That's the shaila here. So Rabbi holds all goes all one on the yomar that it's a berif v'matzma. That's that violence our mishnah, and Rava learns the reisha is going to tana kama holds zachar suffik zachar in the keva, and the seifa holds like a shimon b'gamil holds that it's a berif v'matzma.